will stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Yeah, baby. Oh, all right, Dawn Reese is usually on right now with her miracle stories, but today she is on the red carpet at the Gasparilla Music or Movie Festival.
Fancy.
Yep, yeah, nice. So today I'm Mac James. I'm James Esterline, your host, and my co-host is Robin Savage. Say hello.
Hi, it is great to be here on the super special one-hour stand-up for news.
One-hour stand-up for news special. Our other co-host, the other anchor here, Captain Jim Marvin. Say hello.
How are you out there, mateys?
Hope you brought some news to stand up for, because the news can't just stand up for itself. You know, it's born with no legs, and it's in a wheelchair all the time. And then our other co-host here today, and he's my co-host, and I'm his co-host with the most hoes, is Manny Avila.
Manny Avila, yes. Getting more ethnic every time.
Starting to sound Italian, right?
Soon he's going to be all speaking Japanese.
Going to go there pretty soon.
Manny Avila.
Speaking of broken.
We have our other co-host, Russell X Mania. Say hello, Russell X Mania.
Hey, greetings from Polk County.
Welcome back. And we have our music director here, as always, the artist known as Christopher Light, the Starlight Collector.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's good to be here.
Awesome. And then we have our guest coming in later, Donnie Stopa. I can't wait to interview him. He'll be on in his way any minute now, you guys. I can't wait. Okay. All right. And then also we'll have a special call-in from Kermit the Frog. Calling in because he used to be on Sesame Street. And you remember last summer we covered the story about all those racist Sesame Street characters shoving around cute black kids and then hugging the white kids. That was crazy. Remember that, you guys? Yeah. Well, he's coming. He's got his take on it. He's going to defend that he's never
damn elbow.
Yeah. Exactly. So, where do we have my list of things
so
to talk
is Kermit
about?
Like officially a stand-up for news correspondent, or is this it's just like a one-off?
Kermit?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We're going to have like Kermit
Thursdays.
He's
a frog puppet thing.
What are we getting Miss Piggy as a color commentator?
Dude, I just got the email.
We'll have
booked
like Kermit
it, so.
D. Fridays.
Yeah. He might be still a froggy. It's not easy to be in green.
So I'm going to start out with talking about our sponsor, Ari Fletcher's Joke Factory Comedy Club, coming in the third week of March, you guys. It'll be open, so hopefully that'll be my first open mic hosting gig there. Means I probably won't be here anymore.
Are we in the third week of March right now?
Third week of May.
Are you missing something tonight, Jay?
Did I say March?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean May.
Yeah.
May, sorry. April, May, yeah. My bad. Yeah, anyway, so come on downtown St. Pete. It'll be opening soon. And then we got a new open mic and our new sponsor, the Daiquiri Shack, the legendary, famous, been around for decades and decades and decades, the Daiquiri Shack on Madeira Beach.
Get your back to the shack.
So Monday, starting April 3rd, Stand Up For News live events, which Russell helped create. The name is awesome. We love it. He creates all our flyers, and a big shout out for that. He's a big help. He's the heart of the stand-up for news, kind of, when it comes to stuff we can't do, and he knows how to do and plug, and he's everywhere all over the place. He's going to talk about his stuff later. But, so, Robin will host it, and CP Post, who was on last week, she will be the first feature for the open mic, so we'll have a featured comedy show. Let her do 20 whatever minutes, 30 for whatever she wants, and then we'll do the open mic after.
Oh, yeah,
so that way, the guests are getting the comedy show first, and then we'll do the open mic right after.
You're giving them dessert before they eat their vegetables? I don't know about that.
Shack. If you want to try comedy, Bobby, come on down there to Daiquiri Shack Monday, April 3rd, 7:30 sign up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, and that's the plugs for our sponsors, basically. I mean, we got more details for next week's. I'm learning as we go.
Also going to, if you don't mind me cutting in there, we're also, all of us are going to go to the VFW Hall in Tampa for our last week guest Aces open mic.
Yeah, that's tonight. Yep.
We got some canned goods. We're going to go support the can drive he's got going and perform Stand Up For News as a team.
And that's
we're standing up for charity, too, you know.
That's the VFW on Bale, Mabry, South.
South Tampa.
So everybody listening right now out there in your cars, you should be on your way to that show with some canned goods, basically.
Get a head start on the traffic, folks.
Yeah. I'm going to start out standing up for some news, you guys. So we'll go around, you know, me, Robin, and then a circle. When I get to our next segment, Gay News, I'll let Chris and I'll let Russell handle that section. So, yesterday, appeals court orders Trump's lawyer to hand over records in the document inquiry. Trump said, "I don't really care. I have all those records on CD."
I wonder if it's Blu-ray.
Got paid for a dollar. Got paid for a dollar.
Okay, Dunkin' Donuts is adding breakfast tacos to its morning menu.
Yes.
Now, some critics are worried about the cultural authenticity of the new food item, but a spokesperson from Dunkin' assured the public, "Folks, our tacos are as Mexican as Montezuma's Revenge."
All right.
Oh, there's a hole there. Okay.
I love how you just slowly go on. Yeah. You got it. Also, thanks for explaining the joke to me.
Always helps.
Batter up.
Two inmates in a Virginia jail used primitively made tools to create a hole in the wall of their cell and escape, as sheriff said, only to be found hours later at a nearby IHOP. Waffle Houses and Denny's in the area are also hoping to attract recent escapees by offering a special break fast one out of jail, get the second one free. It's called their Grand Slammer Deal.
Actually, to follow up on that, it says when asked, a convict stated that they thought they were headed to the International House of Prisoners for some refuge. But they were shocked when the police arrived.
Yeah, I'll add on to that in a minute.
You would think that that would be the naturally where, like, anytime there was an escaped prisoner, they'd be like, check the IHOP.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what the smart thing is? You're probably going to check the Waffle House first.
That's
true. So I got to see where they're going.
These guys have been in solitary for years. They need a stuffed pancake. That's exactly what they're doing.
That's true. Can you blame them for wanting some flapjacks? Yeah.
Russell, you got one for us?
Hash browns. Oh, yes. Speaking of restaurants, Pandora Bread is experimenting on actually you'll be able to pay for things with your palm.
Palm?
So... And it, yes, Julie, actually, you scan your palm, and it pays her. It just somehow, your palm is linked to your bank account. I mean, it seems all Big Brother to me, but what do I know? But I think that what they're going to do is they're going to plan to put tarot card readings too on the menu, since they're already reading palms.
That's good.
That's funny. All right. Donald Trump predicted on Saturday that he would be arrested Tuesday, which wasn't the case, obviously. But once officially arrested, be on the lookout for Trump's new HBO special, Orange is the New Orange.
He's transitioning from one shade of orange to the other. That's season two. He's slightly darker.
Okay. An Israeli study found that early humans, either Neanderthals or Homo erectus, were cooking their food with fire as early as 780,000 years ago. I know, that's more than they thought. The study also found that the white females were bringing bland potato salad to these barbecues.
It's in our DNA.
Yeah. We can't help it. We just can't.
Yep.
It's a little bit of seasoning.
Yeah. It's fine.
No seasoning. No seasoning.
While visiting Iowa last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was given a snowflake decoration where the arms of the snowflake spelled out the word fascist. A spokesman for the governor told a Stand Up For News reporter that DeSantis was actually flattered by the gift, saying, "It's well known that each snowflake has its own unique pattern of racism."
This chair is
falling
apart.
Yeah, I know. All right, follow up on Ron DeSantis. He was recently on a Fox News interview discussing his time playing baseball in college. When asked if the locker room helped him prepare for the media, DeSantis said, quote, "The way you know that people like you is if they are making fun of you, which is great news for me because, according to Ron, I was the most popular kid in my high school." So,
you'd still be the most popular guy around today, based on that criteria.
That's true. I'm the man at work.
Technical difficulties in my chair. Russell, what do you got for us? I almost died on this.
I got one more. Yes, I got Blockbuster is making a comeback.
Oh,
Their website is up and running. Their Twitter account is active. So apparently, you know, Dish Network still owns them. So they probably did some research and goes, we still have a lot of the late fees we have collected. So they're probably going to be doing that. And to give you that in perspective, in 2000, they actually made $800 million wow. in late fees, which is 60% wow. of their profit. And for information, too, is they have the opportunity to buy Netflix for $50 million ooh. And chose not to.
Wow.
There you go.
Wouldn't it have gone
that was somebody had their head up there feaster for that one.
Yeah, rarely do I encounter situations where people are making worse decisions than myself. But,
that one was bad.
Yeah.
Russell, if they go back to the records, are they going to be able to see that I still owe them money for a back copy of Joe vs. the Volcano?
Like
1986. You had that copy?
You still waiting on that?
You now owe $28,588.
I'll spoil the ending for you, Manny. The volcano wins.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's a John Hanks movie.
There
right?
it is.
I think
that's like one Tom Hanks movie I like.
We were talking about that on the way
he's
over
got
here.
That I actually like.
I
it's
knew
like
it.
Two, I guess. All right. U.S. organ transplant system announced today that they are troubled by the extra long wait. Times have actually doubled, they said. The wait on the organs are twice as long as before. That's funny, since the organ that I need transplanted happens to be twice as long.
I have been more than happy to donate any of my organs. So.
Is it your arm? It's your arm, right? Okay.
No, well, it might need that
strengthened
too after the surgery.
Maybe so.
Ms. Savage, what do you have for us?
Okay, a 93-year-old English woman has knitted a massive 6-foot-long wool replica of Buckingham Palace. It took her 8 months of knitting to replicate King Charles's London residence. She's currently working on her next project, crocheting Prince Andrew's future prison cell.
Oh!
Ms. Savage, what was it like being a related, like growing up with a Macho Man as your dad?
You know what? He was always yelling, brother, and I was like,
I'm your daughter, stop calling me brother.
You have the dishes today, brother. These dishes don't look clean.
Robin Savage.
Oh. Instead of getting beat by the belt, you would get elbow dropped. You know?
I'd be like, my friends are coming over. Please put on some pants, Dad.
Stop oiling yourself up. My friends are almost here.
Or keep oiling yourself up, whatever.
Hey, Jim, Captain Jim Marvin. You said there was just breaking news in. Go ahead and tell us what that is.
All right, breaking news. A passenger coming into Michigan Airport was caught with 6 giant African land snails. The snails were confiscated by the U.S. Customs and Border officials after being discovered in the luggage of a traveler who flew from Ghana. The passenger said he intended to eat the snails, but the species is prohibited from being brought into the U.S. due to concerns about infection and the damage they can cause in the wild. Later that day, at a news conference held by an African snails rights group named Shell No, We Won't Go, a spokes snail decried the policy as racist, countering that French snails are permitted to enter the U.S. without restriction and are even served in some of the nation's finest restaurants. Slowly crawling on top of the podium, the spokes snail raised his upper tentacles and demanded, "Let my people escargot!"
Yeah.
Police then shot and killed him.
They got those from Polk County, and Polk County has eradicated them 2 times, and they're trying to get rid of them again. They're back. It's really hard to tell the difference, it's not hard to tell the difference between the African land snails and the regular land snails due to the much larger reproductive organs on the African land snails. Yes, and it's hard to find them, though, because of all the pre-existing snail trails all over Pasco County.
They also have very large feet.
I don't know.
Back to you, baby.
I can find them.
Back to you, baby.
I know I can find them. I do one more.
His snail dart. Russ's snail dart is pretty on point, you know?
Nice.
So, okay, so last week, Donald Trump made his first visit to Iowa for his 2024 presidential campaign. This visit actually made history, being recorded as the first slightly interesting thing that has ever happened in Iowa.
All right, you got another one for us, Russell?
Barely. Yes, as late break entertainment news, Cheech and Chong are set to make a comeback.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
He was on our show about last time.
Year. Yes, twice. They're going to make a biopic movie.
Oh, wow.
It's in the works. It's supposed to be animated, and it'll star Beavis and Butthead.
Nice. All right. Porsche billionaire to divorce his 74-year-old wife due to her having dementia. He said he's sick of having to put 911 on his car so she wouldn't forget the emergency phone number.
Oh, my God.
You get it, Robin? It's Porsche 911. Don't make me mansplain my state of news to you.
As someone who really loves cars, that was beautifully painful, James.
Here, give me one of these then, bud.
All right.
That is news that is breaking.
Okay. Well, I got some old people getting married news.
All right. That sounds nice.
Oh.
It's a two-parter. 92-year-old Rupert Murdoch reported to the New York Post, which is a publication that he owns, that he's getting married for the fifth time. The New York Post has officially endorsed Murdoch's decision, adding, "Who's going to be the most handsome groom ever?"
I bet he is.
No,
I bet you are.
So
nobody's there.
I have one more follow-up to that. Murdoch will marry 66-year-old Ann Leslie Smith, who was previously married to Chester Smith, a country western singer as well as a radio and TV executive who died in 2008. Smith said, "I'm a widow of 14 years. Like Rupert, my husband was a businessman, worked for local papers, developed radio and TV stations, so I speak Rupert's language. It's called old money."
And getting married after the fifth time, I wonder how many times something has to go horribly wrong for you to want to stop trying it, you know?
Yeah. Five times.
As long as your check clears.
You say that with expertise, Russell.
I've been married 33 years. I know how to be married.
Russell. Nice, that's nice, great. Bro.
Say hi to Lewis for us.
And he's ever here asleep.
Go over, wake him up, and then say hi for us.
Yeah, poke him with the broom.
I'm not going to wake him up. Yeah, we're not going to poke him with the broom. Yeah. Oh, please.
Don't poke that up like taking our advice is how you're not married for 3 years. This is what he drew.
That's right.
Greg Russell?
Don't poke the cocaine bear. It has been predicted that humans will achieve immortality within the next 8 years. Through artificial intelligence. Wow. So, to Irene Cara, she really could have lived forever. I thought that was a motor. It was a desperate attempt for something. I need attention. I'm so sorry. I need attention.
You're so starving
for
it.
We love you, Rosie.
In news from the water.
In
news from the water, marine scientists are tracking a 5,000-mile-wide seaweed bloom that can be seen from space and is threatening Florida beaches along the Gulf of Mexico. Large pieces of the seaweed, called sargassum, can ensnare boats, block intake valves for power plants, and can cause respiratory problems for anyone who works on the water. Hey, that's me.
Sounds like a day at the beach for me.
The Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce tried to put a positive spin on the situation, issuing a statement to Stand Up for News that read, "All of these conditions are normal for the Suncoast and should not inconvenience visitors. Throw in a swarm of locusts and sprinkle in a little zombie apocalypse, and you've got yourself a traditional Florida family vacation experience." Really?
It's a floating island.
Is this why we're all here?
A floating island.
Like I said last week, I'm excited for the big seaweed 5,000-mile stretch thing because, you know, I'm on a seaweed diet. When I seaweed, I smoke it.
Or eat it.
It's like edibles.
Nice.
Edibles, I mean.
All right, so let's see. Former President Donald Trump is expected to be charged in New York this week after the indictment was delayed multiple times. When asked about the delay, the DA stated, "Our courtroom sketch artist does not have nearly enough orange-colored pencils to begin this hearing." Go to Michael's.
That's so wrong.
That's so colorist.
We need a gong on that one.
So back to the inmates who were captured yesterday after a prison escape after using toothbrushes fixed into tools to break through a wall. They were caught at a Denny's, right? Yeah, but the funny thing is they had to hide the toothbrushes in a different cavity.
No. Oh, no. You know what I'm talking about? I don't get it.
How close is that Denny's?
Russell sounds a little too eager to show me.
Oh, I got X-rays. I get X-rays. I used to work for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I got stories to tell you about Clay. You would not believe this stuff.
Okay, I've got a couple that kind of go along with Russell's immortality. your immortality joke. German doctors are attempting to reverse death and resurrect humans. So for everyone worried about your job being taken by artificial intelligence or an illegal alien, you now have new competition. You're formerly dead, Nana. I got a follow-up.
That's
for that.
Dark. That's savage, one would say.
I have a follow-up for that one, too. German doctors are attempting to reverse death and resurrect humans. All this sounds vaguely similar to Stephen King's novel, Pet Sematary. That book had a happy ending, right?
It depends on who you're looking at.
Are we also going to get a crappy B-list movie with that, too? Or
it's too late. I produced those.
Thank you, Russell. Last night was the beginning of the fasting month of Ramadan. During Ramadan, Muslims refrain from eating, drinking, smoking, and sexual intercourse from sunrise until sunset. So, over the next month, when your Muslim friends and coworkers reply to your text messages with a better F off, go have another venti latte and a spicy ham panini, you infidel. Call me after 8. You'll understand why. I think I'll stick with that.
Again, 33 years of marriage, same thing.
Man, I can't go 2 hours without eating, I don't know. But let's see. Okay, so here's another one. A large clam was discovered off the coast of Florida this week. In addition to its large size, it's also considered to be one of the oldest clams recorded. Experts believe it to have been born in 1809, giving it the same birth year as our 46th U.S. President, Joe Biden.
Researchers are still looking for enough cocktail sauce to dip the clam in.
It was also caught smelling the hair of a younger clam. Oh.
And the clam is more interesting.
And they both poop on themselves, I'm pretty sure. So.
Nice. At the Vatican.
Only once do I do that at a party.
Anyway, the Vatican, just like Joe Biden. Several banks are being bought up recently and collapsing as well. Last week, the Swiss bank that had been around since 1812 was bought out for like $400 billion. With all the banks being bought, Donald Trump was quoted to saying he wants to try to buy Tyler Banks. Oh, you can't buy people, Donald.
Is he going
to
use hush money like he did with Stormy, or how's it going?
Well, she is available. She lost her job at Dancing with the Stars, so yeah, she's available.
I mean, how low do you have to be to lose your job on Dancing of the Stars? I didn't think you'd get fired from those type of shows. Well, did she not mark her arena correctly?
You can't get fired from Disney Plus. You can't get fired from Disney Plus. I'm just saying.
I was going to do the history laughs from the past, but first we're going to do gay news or our gay news. Right, Chris?
Your gay news, James.
Oh, your gay news. That's how I can only I read for one you. Of them.
Sure, sure. You can read one of these. Which one do you want to read, James?
I love how he's like his tutor.
I got some gay news.
He's like,
his
tutor. All right, you sure, got
your gay news. Sure,
gay
news. My gay news or your gay news or our gay news. New Mexico Game and Fish put out an ad last week. Hang on, I didn't get the joke.
That's some gay ad living. Hold on, I'm sorry.
New Mexico Game and Fish put out an ad last week seeking professional bear huggers. I didn't know I should be charging you for that, Russell. You owe me $24.
I should be charging you. Well worth it.
Was like, you are the most awkward hugger. You're like, oh,
look like the bears have turned
hugging
here.
Me. This is weird. But I enjoyed it. I did. All right, Chris, take off with you, bud.
All right, here we go. So, Central Florida High School cancels 4th annual Drag and Donuts event after criticism. Dang it! I was looking forward to a glazed hole in a cream pie.
Well, you don't have to go too far for that. Lucky for you. So.
Donut holes. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
But, hey, how can you cancel something with such a great name? Because
they were afraid of attacks, because they're friggin' attacking our homies, our drag homies, man.
That's right.
And you know what? Any Proud Boys or any jerks that want to mess with any drags, you got to mess with Stand Up for News, man. We stand up for drags.
Right, we stand up for everybody.
It couldn't be drags dunking because it would sound like a basketball competition, like a slam dunk competition for drags, you know, which would be interesting in and of itself, I must say.
Right. So how long you been doing drag?
I was doing drag in the 80s.
Back since before school.
But how many things have you accomplished lately that we were talking about as far as like Best of the Bay and all that? I want to hear you, like, it's part of gay news, so I want you I want you to, like, blast us with all your creds. And then you can blast us with something else later.
I did traditional drag for many years, and then I turned into a male entertainer, and then I do stand-up. So I've been doing this for, like, 35 years. But I will say this, that back in my day, when we did drag, we did it in safe places. We didn't just go out and dress around and look kind of hookerish. We really kind of kept it, you know, we kept it classy a little bit.
Sophisticated drags. I see.
It's because it was theater.
Yeah.
And what's happened is like RuPaul and the Drag Race show is you get to see all the drama behind the scenes, and it's amplified. And some of the younger entertainers, not all, and I'm going to get canceled like hell for this, well, think that's how you're supposed to behave, and it's really not.
Yeah.
Okay. There is daytime drag where you dress like a lady, and then when you go to the bar, you do what you want to do and let it fly because you're there with adults.
That's interesting. I've never looked at it from the arts perspective of it. It always seems sort of like
It's no different than stand-up. It's art. It's like dancing. It's like Chris creating music for us.
You just need to know your audience. And if you're there in front of people, of younger children, just keep that in mind.
I'm not saying it's wrong or right.
It is in some ways, because if you're at a pride event, like when I was at a pride event, what I do represents the whole community, not just me. So, you kind of have to tone it down. Don't cuss. Don't talk like you're at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, you are in front of children. You're in front of family people. You're in front of straight people who may not understand what you're trying to do.
You're a billboard for that community. Yeah, you got to, represent.
You got to represent. Now, you know, if I'm at a bar and I'm doing a show, like when I'm at Quench Lounge and I want to be slutty or dirty, then that's what I do. Okay, because I'm with adults.
I would love to see that. It'd be fun.
Why don't you drop the address for that?
It is fun.
What night is this happening?
I'm there on Bear Night. The bears love me there. Okay, so, you know, I know my core audience, but I would not behave the same way outside.
The same can be said for stand-up. I mean, there have been times I've been in places and there's kids there, and I'm not particularly dirty, but even I've had to kind of gear things down because I'm like, oh, okay, well, this isn't the audience. So, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
See, it's not a show with, like, 15, 12, and 11-year-old kids.
Was it the 13-year-old
kids in the front row?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to change my act at all. It was a dirty act.
Oh, yeah.
I just directed every joke at them because my humor is basically a 12 to 13-year-old humor anyway. And they were on board. So then the parents were on board because the kids were laughing.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sure the parents were happy. 11 years of tough parenting for you to just ruin it all with like one bit of comedy.
One bit of set, it's all gone down the hill.
They knew it was a comedy show.
Right.
You got another story for us, Chris?
Yep, I have one little bit.
Maybe
you're
going to play some kick butt music for us, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So this one's a
shows, right?
This exactly. Yep. This one's a little bit of a two-parter. First part is DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, to expand "Don't Say Gay" law to high school classes. I don't know, Ron. We don't need you expanding in anyone's high school class. I'm sorry. That sounds a bit. That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, you know, gas expands.
And then and the follow-up to that is that yesterday Ron DeSantis doubled down on his "Don't Say Gay" bill. It's actually Gay William. Gay William was quoted saying, "William is fine, or will, but I'll answer to either. Don't say gay, William."
And that's our
gay
news.
He still wants to double down.
Yeah. Excellent.
Man, yesterday in Illinois, a pig was gone viral on the video where it was running all over on a skateboard, showing off its cool skateboard skills. That's crazy, since when I was a kid and I used to skateboard, the cops used to take away my skateboards. Now I know why. Later today, breaking news, St. Pete Police Sergeant justified yesterday in a deadly shooting after murdering someone. Of course, I thought this wasn't satire. Anyway, this is standing up for news. But anyway, afterwards, he was seen at the local skate park gleaming the cube on my board. You guys remember that movie? Probably. What's his name?
That's not what he was gleaming the cube.
Is that Joe versus Volcano? Is that the movie you're talking about?
All right, well, Chris, go ahead and rock out for us with some. I know I told you you're up. It's your creative of free time today because we have a one-hour special. Donnie Stope will be here any minute to be our guest any second. Kermit the Frog is supposed to be calling in still, waiting on that. So, but right now, this room is yours.
All right,
take it away, collector.
All right, sounds good. Let's do it. Let's rock,
yay,
guys.
Turn my back to the wind to catch my breath before I start off again. Driven on, we've got a moment to spend to pass the evening with a drink and a friend. I let my skin get too thin. I'd like to pause, no matter what I pretend. Like some pilgrim that learns to transcend, learns to live as if each step was the end. Time stands still. I'm not looking back, but I want to look around me now. Time stands still. See more of the people and the places that surround me now. Time stands still. Freeze this moment a little bit longer. Make each sensation a little bit stronger. Experience slips away. Experience slips away. Time stands still. I turn my face to the sun and close my eyes and let my defenses down. All these wounds that I can't get unwound. I let my past go too fast. No time to pause. If I could slow it all down, like some captain whose ship runs aground, I could wait until the tide comes around. Time stands still. I'm not looking back, but I want to look around me now. Time stands still. See more of the people and the places that surround me now. But I want to look around me now. See more of the people and the places that surround me now. Time stands still. Summer's going fast, night's growing cold.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, let's see. Tonight we are down at the Tiki Tavern doing our karaoke night that we do every other Thursday night. Tomorrow night we have our monthly open mic that we do once a month at Johnny's Smoke Shop. That's down in Clearwater off of Gulf to Bay. It's a mixed open mic. Fantastic time. Our friend Ace is featuring for it, so it's going to be a really fun time. Ace Ribani.
Ace Ribani.
Yeah, he's a poet. It's going to be a really interesting time. Slam poetry.
Ace then, Ventura?
Ace Ventura, right? I wish. And then over the weekend, Saturday night, we will be at our usual spot at Javakava Cafe. That's in Largo. I think it's 13601 North 66th Street. If you want to come out to that. And then Sunday night is our jam night that we do at the Steep Station downtown St. Pete. It's always a fun time. Open to all musicians, spoken word artists, you know, freestyle artists. You know, we try to keep the floor open for musicians that night. So, yeah, check us out at Professor J Events, P-R-O-P-H, as in fresh, as in fresh, as in cool, you know, because we're all cool cats, funky fresh, exactly. So, all right, yeah, take it away, James.
You're amazing. I love you. So, our guest caller, Kermit the Frog, is on the line. We've anticipated this call for 2 weeks now. We want to know what's up about all the racism with the Sesame Street characters. I know Kermit was on Sesame Street before. I haven't watched it since the racism was last summer. I was on, like, in the season I was watching, like, episode 4, I was only on, like, the letter H, so I'm kind of screwed now as far as the alphabet goes.
That's all you really need.
But welcome to Stan. Yeah, I'm up to H.
That explains a lot now.
Welcome to Stand Up for News, Kermit the Frog. How are you today?
Good evening, gentlemen and lady and everyone out there in listening land. Kermit is doing quite well this evening, and I also have a couple of friends from Sesame Street with me.
Oh.
Hi, this is Elmo.
Oh, Kermit.
So what's up with the racist stuff? You guys aren't racist, right? Because you're on the Muppets, but the Sesame Street guys are racist? What's going on?
I would like to speak to that. I'm red and Glover is blue, and therefore we can't very well be racist because we are colors of the rainbow. And what we've decided to do to include everyone is Kermit's going to sing his famous song, The Rainbow Connection. But we've changed it a little bit to Our Rainbow Collection.
Mm. All right. Okay. Well, the floor is yours for a few minutes here. Go ahead. He's got to cue his music.
He might have a frog in his throat. Yeah.
So might Piggy.
He's got to get his pad organized.
In Tampa, we sing the Rainbow Plantation.
Oh. I remember you talking about that.
I love how Kermit forgot the lyrics of his song.
He's got to get his music.
I think Miss Piggy was hamming it up too much.
I told him I'd give him the floor, you guys, so let him get his music. And we have a frog on the phone here trying to defend racism Sesame Street for some reason. He thinks it's okay. I saw the video where the big purple monster shoved that little black kid out of the way and hugged and high-fived white kids. Can you explain that?
No, not really.
great response.
Well, I do have a question here. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kermit.
Oh, no, after you, please.
Well, just, you know, it was recently discovered that Bert and Ernie were an official item now. Were you aware of this? Was there any kind of inkling? I mean, to us, it was on the outside, it was pretty obvious, I would say. Was there any stories on set that kind of gave it away?
Many of the times that we went out to eat, they would not really look at the female waitresses too much.
All right.
Well, I mean, I've seen a few of those female Muppets, and you know, I can't.
So you got a song for us?
I would love to do the song. However, I'm having some technical difficulties. I don't think I can play the actual music while I have you guys on. So I'm going to do my best to do this a cappella.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Any moment now, Kermit.
Go for it, bud.
Waiting for the frogapella.
It's like, no, you guys don't understand.
It's the more flies.
He's like, the first part of the song is just silence.
Why,
you know,
are there so many songs about rainbows?
About rainbows.
And what's on the other
what's
side?
On the other side?
Racist frogs.
Okay.
Burning crosses.
Oh, come on, Kermit. You can sing it for me.
That sounded a little seductive. Who was that?
That was Miss Piggy.
That was Miss Piggy? Oh, Miss Piggy. Mm-hmm. I might sing for you. You keep talking like that, you know?
Well, while you're doing that, let me get back to the news. Tuesday, a video goes viral of a man punching out two monkeys as they lunged at his son at the beach. I watched the video. Yeah, it doesn't have as many views of his video where he spanks his monkey, though.
I have those. You want them, I'll send them to you privately.
Gotta keep those monkeys straight.
All right, well, there's a segment we do, Kermit. It's called This Week in History Jokes, or News, I mean, Laughs from the Past. And I brought one story I'd like to share. Yesterday, in 1933, Germany opens its very first concentration camp, which I think is a horrible name for a camp. With all my friends and family being killed in ovens, I would find it extremely hard to concentrate.
Okay, I have a This Week in History. This Week in History, March 25th, 1975, King Faisal of Saudi Arabia was shot to death by his nephew, making Scrooge McDuck forever suspicious of Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
I made two of us.
Yeah, if it's like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, airplanes. I used to love that show.
Yeah. I got a crazy one. I got a crazy one.
You got your history joke for, or mean news story for us?
Yeah. In 2015, Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner officially divorced. Mm. Kris got custody of Bruce's penis, and Bruce got custody of all her dresses.
Who cut the house?
That's right. Seven of them.
Captain?
This week in history, in 1865, a battalion of British troops stationed at a fort in Kingston, Jamaica, fought off an attack by an army of Rastafarians fighting for Jamaican independence. English Brigadier General Alexander Nelson earned a place in British history by rallying his troops through clouds of thick marijuana smoke, forming a defensive line against the approaching onslaught, and advising his gunners, "Don't fire till you see the red of their eyes."
All right. This week in history, well, not last week, I guess. On March 10th in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, made the first successful phone call ever recorded. Moments later, he learned that his car's extended warranty had expired.
Miss Macho Woman Robin Savage.
Okay, I got another This Week in History. This Week in History, March 24th, 1874, American magician Harry Houdini was born. It was a difficult birth. Much to his mother's dismay, Houdini would disappear and later reappear, saying, "Ta-da!"
He wasn't delivered. He escaped the womb.
With handcuffs on.
He was underwater, too.
He had the key in his mouth and his gums. His diaper. Okay.
All right. Today is William Shatner's 92nd birthday.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Shatner will always be remembered as Captain James Kirk of Star Trek, T.J. Hooker, but I will, and of course, Boston Legal, because I bought a whole bunch of Boston Legals today. But I will always remember him. I will always remember him as the face of Michael Myers in the Halloween movie.
I will always remember him as a fat, bloated guy from Priceline commercials.
The man was my motivation.
Fuck. Where am I at? Fuck.
Also this week in the news, in 1846, the Liberty Bell tolls for the last time to mark George Washington's birthday. In 1989, the DEA raids the Liberty Bell Center after an informant tells them there's crack in the bell. A crack, guys. A crack.
Just a single crack. All right.
Let's wrap up news. Come on, Manny. History and news.
We'll finish this one off here.
More.
Historians have recently discovered that the earliest recorded game of The Floor is Lava actually took place in 79 AD in Pompeii.
Did anyone win?
Nice.
I like that, bud. Yeah, they all lost, it seems like.
You guys have more history?
I got one more.
Okay. You have one more? Go ahead, Robin.
Okay. This week in history, March 23rd, 1998, James Cameron's movie Titanic won 11 Academy Awards. Yes. Also on this day, most of Leonardo DiCaprio's future girlfriends were being conceived.
I can't remember where I was that night.
You like that one, Kermit?
I think one of his boyfriends was, too.
Yeah.
All right, now I'll end it while we're more here.
Jim, you got another one? You're done? Okay. Go ahead.
All right, well, this is going to be as corny as the last one, but researchers have discovered that Isaac Newton, and this is true, likely died a virgin at the age 84, which means I actually have a leg up on Isaac Newton because I'm not dead yet. So take that.
All right. Rapid fire. Here we go. NAACP tells the black Americans don't go to Florida, protesting Ron DeSantis for not wanting certain African American history type courses in Florida schools. I don't know, technically. I just read stuff. But now, if I supported the NAACP and I supported black people and I said, don't come to Florida, I'd be called racist. I want you to be able to learn the stuff you want to. Like, don't come unless you want to, or I can't say it. What I'm saying here?
Well, like, what is this, Sesame Street?
I do identify as a black man. Yes, don't come to Florida, black Americans.
Oh.
I would never say that, but NAACP
said
that's
going to be a great YouTube clip.
I want you guys to learn what you want to learn in schools, so go to a different state for that. I can't even say it like
don't
that.
Don't come to Florida, we're full.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was great being on the air.
Well, yeah, we are full. It is pretty packed here. Yeah, all right, let me move right on.
Doc, can we jump back into the DeLorean outside and go back 5 minutes?
These are jokes. These are jokes told by savvy comedians standing up for the news. These are jokes, but they did say that yesterday. I would never say that. Say anything you want. I would say it to white people, though. Hey, white people, quit moving to Florida. Please. All right, run out a bit here. Turn rapid fire.
Okay, Costco debuts a hefty peanut butter and chocolate pie that's nearly 5 pounds. Now, to do the math, that equals a half a pound and one case of diabetes per slice.
On Tuesday, a court in Park City, Utah, heard opening arguments in a case where a 76-year-old man is suing actress and internet influencer Gwyneth Paltrow over a skiing accident between the two at a resort in 2016. Both parties claim to have been further down the slope when they were run into by the other skier. However, in an unorthodox legal strategy, Paltrow's lawyer argued that she should be considered the victim since her career had already been going downhill for years.
Ouch.
Go, go, go.
She's not going to like that.
Go, Manny.
All right. So, a California man with the world's longest tongue set a new Guinness World Record for the fastest time to remove 5 Jenga blocks with the tongue. He also broke the record for breaking the most records that no one cares about, previously held by Who Gives a Crap.
USF professor is trying
that to... That would be me.
USF professor is trying to spend 100 days in an underwater habitat with the fishes down there in the sea. 100 days? Why not 99? Sounds like a problem. He got 99 problems, but a fish ain't one. Yesterday, I'm sorry.
No, I'm already calling
for radio
thing.
Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, this is just to add to the Gwyneth Paltrow one that the captain was talking about. Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued for a skiing accident that happened in 2016. Now, the accuser claims that Paltrow was skiing the slope so recklessly that they violently collided, leaving him on the ground as she and her entourage continued to ski. To make matters even worse, the man claims Paltrow started saying, "Goop, there it is," as a legacy of the crime.
Goop, there it is. MyPillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell has had to borrow almost $10 million to keep the lights on at his filling company after being embroiled in a series of lawsuits brought by voting machine manufacturers who allege Lindell defamed them by spreading conspiracies regarding their role in the 2020 election. However, the company continues to fund at least 17 QAnon affiliated groups. I can't quite wrap my head around this whole story, so instead I think I'll lay it down on a fluffy, comfy My Bankruptcy Pillow.
Nice.
Last week, as China leader leaves Russia, Moscow, last week, okay, after his visit with Putin, Xi Jinping tells Putin.
he just came up. He just ignored everything that you said.
Xi Jinping tells Putin, quote, "Dear." Can I tell the story?
You can't just make random noises. That's not.
Listen, as China leader leaves Russia after he met with Putin last week, Xi Jinping tells Putin, quote, "Dear friend, change is coming." Putin responded with, "Good, I give you 20, not 10. Plus, you forgot my egg rolls."
Someone who studied 3 semesters of Chinese in college at USF, that was horrible.
Someone who has never studied and any bit of Chinese, that was horrible.
Frequently eats Chinese, that was being.
Someone who watched a Jackie Chan movie, that was bad.
A woman was arrested yesterday for pretending to be a doctor and having a fake twin who died of cancer to get the job that eventually she stole thousands of dollars from, and it's a charity organization like we're going to after this.
Yeah.
When I pretended to be a doctor, I told my twin that he had a nut addiction and to take 2 of D's and call me in the morning.
I got a 60-day prescription for that. So.
Robin, you got one more for us?
One more. Astronauts who walk on the moon will soon have upgraded spacesuits. The suits will provide greater flexibility and more protection for the moon's harsh environment. requirement. The suits are made to be in the honor of the greatest moonwalker, Michael Jackson. They come in three sizes. Woohoo, Shimon, and hee hee hee.
No extra large hee hee.
Yesterday, a man died and was brought back to life after 55 minutes of being dead. They were trying to keep him to come back to life. He said he was in a spirit realm watching his body deteriorate the entire time with other spirits. I could have told you that. I've died on stage off almost an hour once. For real. 49 minutes. All right, well, I guess that's our show. Stand up, produce!
Stand up, produce!
We'll stand up for you.
Stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for you. Stand up for you.
Woo! See you next week.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF.